This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Big Sur, California is a beautiful, storied place, but today it's just about empty. Wildfires forced a mass evacuation. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ takes us into the inferno.
The latest evacuation notices were issued for those living in a 10-mile stretch along the eastern side of State Highway 1. Some 850 residents have now been forced to leave their homes by a blaze that has been burning for almost 2 weeks. More than 80 square miles have been scorched, destroying 16 homes and threatening hundreds of others. With more than 1,000 wildfires burning in the state, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has directed 200 National Guard personnel to undergo training so they can help out on the front lines. This is the first time in about 30 years that soldiers from the National Guard have been ordered to battle the flames.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. In Iraq, they're gearing up for elections. The government has some new restrictions in place for candidates. Now they cannot put pictures of anyone but themselves on campaign posters. Candidates also can't campaign in mosques. Both moves will likely hit anti-American cleric Muqtada Sadr supporters hardest. The election should be held by October, but it's unclear if the government will be ready then. President Bush is trying to snuff speculation that Israel or the U.S. wants to bomb neighboring Iran. NPR's Tom Gelton has more.
President Bush spoke amid speculation that Israel may be preparing on its own to launch a military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. Asked whether he would discourage Israel from going after Iran, the president said he has made clear to all parties that the first option is to address Iran's nuclear program diplomatically. He said other countries need to join with the United States in sending the leaders in Iran a focused message that they will be isolated and experience economic hardship if they try to enrich uranium.
NPR's Tom Gelton reporting. Some of the American troops who fight the wars go to Walter Reed for care. The medical facility opens another chapter today. President Bush breaks ground on a new center in Maryland. The nearly $1 billion project shares the Walter Reed name. Once it's ready, the current Walter Reed in D.C. will close. It was set to shut down even before reports of poor conditions. Seattle will lose its NBA team. The Supersonics move to Oklahoma City under a new deal. Seattle will keep the name and colors, though, in hopes they get another team later. Amy Radill of KUOW has more.
The city had sued to keep the Sonics in Seattle for 2 more years. The settlement gives up that fight, but city officials say the agreement keeps the door open for a future NBA team at the city's key arena. Sonics owners will pay $45 million to break their lease. Then in 5 years, they'll pay another $30 million only if Seattle has failed to land another NBA team. Seattle Mayor Greg Nickels.
So we think there is a way for us to keep the facility filled. Our great preference is that we don't receive that second $30 million, that instead we get an NBA team within that time frame.
Amy Radill of KUOW with that story. And that is your news for now. It's online all the time at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Mark, I knew that Supersonics thing was coming, but I still gasped when you announced it. I love the Sonics. They're green, they're yellow. They're green and yellow.
Well, we'll always have that great movie Singles where they talk about them.
Yeah, we'll always have that and the band Citizen Dick in that movie. Yeah.